All right, protofood. Now, another one. There's protofood, and that is the essential amino acids. But now let's take a case where they need more than just the essentials. They need all of them. They're just not eating much of anything. For that, he developed Nutramir. Now, this is, each one is 345 milligrams of Strombus gigas, or sea conch, and carrot powder. This is a total protein amino acid food. Now, it's not huge amounts. If they're going to try to get 50 grams of protein taking these, that's going to be several bottles a day. And now, that may be good. Actually, the company may like that. As a matter of fact, everyone should get all of their protein just from Nutramir. This is for the case that needs that little boost. And what Lee and others have found is delivering the amino acids in this purified and concentrated form mandates the need for much less. And so often, for this case, just six or so of these a day is enough to get them out of the weakened state. Slow wound healing often is the total amino acid pattern. Slow recovery time. Liver fatty degeneration. Now, numerous things can cause that. But amino acid deficiency is a prime target in your analytical process. Chronic fatigue, it may be the trace minerals, but it may also be amino acid deficiency. Same with muscle weakness, hypoglycemia. Three capsules three times per day, if they're really bad, typically six will work. So three or two per meal three times a day.
Now, if the patient has animal protein, chicken, beef, whatever, is that providing all the amino acids?
Okay, good point. Let's say that I have a patient who appears to be protein deficient, yet their diet indicates they're eating fish, fowl, or whatever. The conclusion must be they're not absorbing, and then I would not do this one. I would do protofood, because what they're not getting are the eight essential amino acids. Either because of the way they're preparing the food or a dysfunctional liver, they can't get it. Protofood will bypass most of the problems or the blockages in getting it into the system. So not Nutramir in that case. If it appears they're getting adequate protein intake, I would do protofood. If they're just not eating much protein, then Nutramir. You may do a combination of both, depending on the case. So you have two potent tools to do it.